Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, let's waste no time. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota. Phil, good afternoon. We carried your news conference live. We thank you for joining us on the hotline.
The guy that sounds like a boyfriend that lost his girlfriend. That was good. That was funny.
I was reading from the text line. Hey, let me tell you what I said about you, if you don't mind. And I told this to Dana off the air, and we shared it on the air. I think you're the right guy too late.
I am playing a lot of catch up. Someone said, you need to mention that about the tax bills and the Chiefs. You're playing catch up from the idiots before,
yes.
And it's hard to do.
I do
want to mention, though, something. I think, Scott, someone asked about the sales tax. We would be asking for a quarter cent. We would be reducing it from the existing 3/8 cent sales tax.
I stand corrected.
Only a quarter cent, so it's lower than money. And this is not something we're surprising the Chiefs. This is something we sat down with the Chiefs and talked about. And then their proposal, you know, we have to have the money to maintain the stadium. And so the state has 50% to renovate, the city will put in, and we'll have our $35 million with the sales tax to maintain the stadium. And that is and getting that passed is part of the deal that we worked on with the Chiefs. So I heard some people like, well, they're bringing that up, and now just telling the Chiefs, no, this is part of the deal. And I beg to differ with one of the callers saying that the appetite's not there. And I do agree with the caller saying this tax fiasco makes people not trust Jackson County. So I'm trying to do everything to restore some trust and get people back to where they're at. And I think by April, if they see what could be happening in Jackson County and the Chiefs stay in Arrowhead, I think that tax passes since they're lowering the tax.
Are you hopeful, or do you even think it's possible that the Chiefs will travel to Topeka and come back with no deal? I mean, I have said it a couple times, Phil, this is the bird in hand with the state of Kansas.
This meeting's been on the books for a long time. They didn't just call the Chiefs and come down. The Chiefs representatives were going to come to this meeting and hear their final pitch. Mm-hmm. And so it's been reported like, oh, they're going and they're going to make a deal. That's not it. And I'm talking to Mark Donovan directly. The deal's not done. You know, they're going to go and they're going to listen to what the proposal is from the LCC, whatever they call it. But then that has some more steps to go through. And it's just not the sign on the dotted line, and we got a brand new stadium. And our friend Bob Fesco talks about the dome roof. And I agree, that'd be outstanding stuff. But that's if the Chiefs choose to move in that direction, they will. The deal's not done. And people telling you it's done, it's not done. And the Chiefs have not agreed to anything. Of course, they're going to go to every meeting where there's an opportunity to hear proposals. Of course. But we're not dead yet. Don't write us off
Phil,
yet.
Could you talk a little bit about the timing, though? Because for them, if they, in fact, leave the Kansas deal on the table, they would have to believe that if this goes on the ballot and if voters say yes, they would get the renovated stadium that they want. But that's is that not a lot of ifs?
No, it's not. It's a lot of ifs if you remember what happened 2 years ago and the debacle that was that campaign. And the Royals at the last minute, not the Royals themselves, the campaign at the last minute, not sharing, not being transparent. You had people you're displacing in a new location for the Royals. And you had the debacle of the taxes going on then and a county executive that was poo-pooing everything. The people didn't like it, and they hated it. But everyone and every poll and everybody came out and said, boy, if it was just the Chiefs, I would have liked it. Boy, if the Chiefs, I would have liked it. So that was what we figured out. We got to make it simple. It's hard to get people to vote and pass. So how do we make it simple? Well, we decreased from 3/8 to 1/4 cent. It's only for the Chiefs. It's only keeping them as a tenant, and it's only for our maintaining the sales tax that people are already paying and lower. Then here comes the state with their 50%. Then here comes the city with their money they're going to put in. So that was the plan come together. So with that, all that behind it, I think a voter says, okay, this is different than it was 2 years ago when they look at it in April. Like, I want to keep the Chiefs, and I know I'm going to make a vote that's going to lower my taxes at the same time.
We're speaking with Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota. Phil, we literally have 1 minute because we have a hard stop at the top of the hour for ABC News. But before we let you go, I couldn't help but notice, and I mentioned it on the air, that in your opening remarks, before you started taking questions, you never mentioned the Royals. Is it a foregone conclusion that they're gone?
Not in the least, and I'll be quick. We just want to talk about the Chiefs today. The Royals have told us they don't want to be at the K after 2031, and we're going to take them at their word that they don't want there. But that does not mean we're going to work hard to get them a location in Jackson County. The fact that I'm not speaking with them today, about it today, and I send John Sherman a text every week. The fact I'm not talking to you, John, doesn't mean I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. So this is just about trying to get a deal done with the Chiefs after the noise in Kansas, and we're still working on the Royals.
All right, Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota, do appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
All right, be well, my friend. All right, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. This has already been a very busy day. My goodness. Wow. We still have a call out to Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson. If and when he does call in, we will put him directly on the air. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. ABC News coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.